check, 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 check. How does it sound?
On a Monday, I'm waiting. Tuesday, I'm fading. And by Wednesday, I can't sleep.
Hey! What it do? What it do?
Welcome back.
Welcome back
to the slut
slumber party.
Slut
slumber party.
Yeah.
Right now we are drinking Modelo.
Yeah. Big ones.
Big tall boys. And having some Wheaties as well.
Yeah. And some candy and chips.
Doritos, Cheetos. We got fucking sour crawlers. We got
sour punch straws. If you can find grape
yeah,
is like
highly recommend
the best.
They're rare. We paired that with our grape swisher.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was a good combo. But yeah,
and now we're high as fuck and
we're feeling good.
We're here
excuse me
to record an episode of Slut Slumber Party.
Yes we are solo this week. Our schedules love to clash with everyone else's.
Yeah.
So.
But you get both of us.
Mm-hmm.
The stars of the show.
Yes.
And
the important ones. Fuck everyone else.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just kidding, but.
Yeah, we love you guys.
We decided that we wanted to talk about sex education this week.
Yes.
It's feeling very on brand for what's happening right now.
And our news of Roe versus Wade,
mm-hmm.
which is devastating on so many levels.
Right, and very scary for women all across the United States. Do we want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it a little bit before we dive into all things sex ed in the United States.
So, what this could mean, terrible, terrible things.
Yes. I don't think it's only like a handful of states across the United States that I think are, or is it a lot?
It's a lot. There's like 15. Or like
15? Oh, hell.
There's a lot.
Listen, I'm not 100% educated on everything that's going on right now, because this has all happened today and like yesterday,
like so, during the Met Gala,
right, which was very Meh. funny. The theme mixed with
what's happening
yeah, in the actual really world in the like United States, and I'm like, wow,
coming
this is
together,
ironic, huh? But yeah, it is scary. I feel like I'm really tired of men in power making decisions about my body, and I just feel like men aren't being loud enough. Like, I feel
yeah,
like,
yeah, where are you?
I just feel like I'm scrolling through like social media and whatever. I'm not saying that sharing some sort of like resource or, you know, just like, I don't know, sharing stuff is gonna do a whole lot, but I'm just like, I don't see y'all. Where are y'all
yeah,
at?
Supporting us.
I just need more men to support women's rights, really, is what it comes down to. Can y'all fight for us? Because this is, like, really scary. This is not, like, you know, because even if you ban abortion, like, people are still gonna get them. Like, it's just gonna be illegal and not safe.
Also, it just is, like, a slippery slope. So, it starts with women, and it says, then it moves on to, you know, I feel like it will move on to, like, the LGBTQ community, and, like, right, their rights will be taken away.
Right.
And
yeah, it would just be the beginning of, like, knowing that,
like, they're a dystopian nightmare, I yeah, feel like, that is upon us.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm exaggerating, I don't know, but, like, it just, that's what terrifies me, is, like, it's the little steps. So, did you ever watch The Handmaid's Tale?
I watched, like, the first season.
Right. So, like, anyways, when all of that starts to happen to them, I think to myself, I'm like, why wouldn't you realize right then that, you know, like, why wouldn't you be like, something's not right here, like, we should go, but, like, it just happens, like, so subtly, like little bits at a time, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh no, this won't affect me right. in this way or whatever, and then all of a sudden you can't fucking access your own bank account anymore because you don't have a fucking husband to get your shit out right. for you.
Swear to God.
Like, yes, and like, it's like
our rights are just fucking in the hands of these old white men. It's so fucking scary. And honestly, like, we're blessed enough to at least live in a state where, like, this is not going to affect us. At yeah. least for now.
Right.
I say for now because you never yeah. fucking know. I never thought that they would ever overturn it to begin with.
Exactly. Because what? Right. Same. I was like, they would never do that.
What the?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just, it's very scary. I feel really bad for people. It makes me anxious. Who live in these states who are going to be like so affected by this, just like poor people who, you know, like you want to be pro-life so bad and then the baby gets here and y'all don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like where are the people stepping up? So if you support Roe versus Wade being overturned, where is your support to bring up legislator to protect these kids and
right.
these mothers mm-hmm. that are being forced to have their children, and like
right.
what are you doing for them? Why is there no life support at conception then?
Yeah.
Or not life support, I'm sorry, child support.
Yeah, child
at conception
support.
Or life insurance. Like, if that is a life, how come you can't take a life insurance policy out on your fetus?
Yeah.
Why can't you do that? And then if you miscarry, you can't take out $100,000 life insurance policy
right.
because you lost your baby. Like, you don't think that that's like
yeah.
it's enough to be a life but not enough to be compensated for it.
Right, exactly.
And
once
that
shit pops out, y'all just don't even
know. You don't care what happens
yeah,
after
you don't,
that.
Exactly. Yeah, it's
so
it's,
like, why don't y'all come up with something other than you should be saving babies' lives, because
mm-hmm.
it's, you're not saving babies' lives, you're just having babies being born into a fucking world that isn't set up for them,
no.
or is set up to work against them. Ugh.
I know, gross.
Yeah.
I hate it. Honestly, if you're pro-life, you better just get your ass out of here.
You better turn this off right
yeah.
now. Just don't even listen anymore, okay? It is, like, I mean, you personally can be pro-life and not want to have an abortion,
ever.
But you
yeah.
cannot make that decision for another person.
Yeah.
That is just not your
mm-hmm.
decision to make. You are mm-hmm. not a hero sent from God.
And you can't use religion, like, on, like, laws.
No.
Like, you can't put your religious beliefs on fucking mm-mm. laws about women's bodies, because guess what? Not everyone's religious. Not everyone
yes.
believes in God. What? Like, I just...
It's, yeah.
Whew.
It's fucking crazy.
I'm gonna get here.
Yeah,
I swear to God, I'm ready to go fight someone.
We're gonna throw hands tonight.
This Modelo tall boy and
we're gonna go to Rascals.
Fucking
like
getting
hands.
All worked up. I swear to God, I'll go to Rascals just to get in a fight. I'm feeling
yeah,
toxic.
Seriously. Get in a fight with an old man.
I know.
Bar.
That creepy old man that was like, I like your tattoos. We went to a show last week and there was some
yeah.
creeper. He just had to come up and start chatting with us.
Yeah, I just pretend they're not there.
I'm like, are you gonna buy me a drink or not? If
yeah.
not, like, I
then
literally
just don't look this way.
Yeah, don't look this way.
Anyways,
yeah, sex ed.
Yes, so sex education, a little less serious. Maybe we'll like crack some jokes pretty soon.
Yeah. I'm like, we done being all
yeah.
crazy and serious.
Yeah.
But,
you know, that Roe versus Wade shit gets us fucked up.
Yeah, and it's something we gotta talk about, you know? Like,
yeah. This is a sex podcast, and we are women, and we are
mm-hmm.
fucking pro-choice.
We are pro-choice.
We are fucking feminists. And
know people who have gotten abortions. Like,
yes.
We love people. You love people who have had abortions, and that should just be accessible to
everyone. Abortion is healthcare.
Yeah.
Safe and accessible abortion.
Honestly, I'm pro-abortion, but I won't get into that.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. Sex education. Where do we even want to start with this?
So I did a little reading up before, just right before we started recording. Just because I was curious as to if it was required, like, in all schools or whatever. I just, like, wanted to know, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, how many schools require sex education and I guess like what the curriculum is required. You know what I mean? You know how it kind of changes from state to state and whatever.
As all laws do.
Yes. Yes. And anyways, where I grew up, so, I mean, we grew up in the same place, but I grew up, like, outside, so you lived, like, in the city, and, like, I lived in the outskirts.
Like, my graduating class was, like, 1,000, and yours was, like, 100.
Yes, yes, exactly, exactly. So, at my school, I remember having sex education, but it was just called health class. It wasn't called sex education specifically. It, like, kind of roped in some other things, too, but it wasn't specifically, like, catered just to sex and, like, being, you know, whatever. Yeah. But I guess, is there anything that you wish you had learned in sex education that you did not learn?
Like, literally fucking everything. Right. Like, literally fucking everything about having sex. I guess I'll just get right into, like, what's been on my mind as far as, like, my sex education in high school. It was also the same ordeal where it was just health class. And then we just had, like, different parts of the semester where we would talk about certain things. So I went to Moline High School, and the health teacher there, I hope someone here is listening so they can, like, pass this on to him, because he is horrible. Horrible.
Hopefully not working there anymore. I don't know.
No, yeah, I think he is. But hopefully the school's gotten a little bit more progressive since I was there 10 years ago.
Also, I don't know if at your school, like, at mine, everybody, like, double-dutied, like, there was a teacher.
Your math,
like,
teacher
math was also the gym teacher.
Yeah.
Or, like, whatever. Same thing. Or, like, my health teacher was, like, one of the coaches for, like, the teams. And was also, like, my friend's dad. Ah! Which was weird. I don't know.
No, ours was very much, like, we had specific teachers. So he was, like, yeah, I think he was just help. Ah, he might have been driver's ed, too. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too specific. But he, I remember specifically, being, like, very fearful about having sex, because that is very much what he instilled into all of the girls that were, like, in his class. Like, he brought a, teen mom, and he would do this every semester. He would bring in a teen mom to basically be like, my life is shit. Like, here's my little crotch goblin. Like, this is what is gonna fucking happen if you have sex. Like, literally. It was very weird. Looking back at it, like, I don't know. I guess I wish I just would have been... Sorry. That's why I can't be
drinking beers right now.
I can't be fucking drinking beer like this. I'm be burping all night. Shit. I guess that I wish I would have talked more about, like, prevention of, like, pregnancy, or how to be safe, or how to, like talk about consent. Like, we never learned anything about consent. And, like, all of these little boys in this sex education health class, like, need to fucking know.
Also, I don't remember learning anything in depth about sexuality, and I know this is what they're, like, trying to fucking fight in, like, Florida. They, like, don't want it taught that, like, you can be
people
gay,
are gay,
but, like, for
don't
fuck's
say
sake,
gay.
Bro, like, see, what is happening?
Well, yeah.
Little bits at a time, dude.
I swear to fucking God, terrified of this world.
But, yeah, like, I mean, maybe I would have understood my sexuality a little bit better if I had known, or, like, learned what an orgasm was.
Right!
Like, they don't tell you, like, they tell you, like, how to, like, conceive a child, but, like, they don't tell you that it feels good to do
it. Like,
or, like
oh,
put
hey,
a positive thing on it. Don't make it so scientific and, like...
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, bad, just naughty, like...
Right.
Make it
taboo.
Empowering.
Taboo.
Taboo, yeah.
Yes.
Make it empowering.
I'm not saying, like, go out and tell all these fucking teens to, like, fuck each other, but, like, like,
they're gonna anyway.
People should be having healthy sex lives, and, like, you're setting them up for failure by instilling fear and, like, not giving them the resources that they need to have that.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. My sex education was, like, a really sad, pathetic excuse of sex ed.
Yeah.
What about you? Did you have any sort of similar experience?
So, like I said, the teacher was, like, my friend's dad, and he wasn't, like, he was just a very super serious guy. So, like, and that was another thing. It's just, like, how do you feel comfortable even talking to an adult that already seems, like, closed off enough, you know, or whatever, let alone have them be your sex education teacher and approach them with questions that are extremely uncomfortable.
Right.
And shit like that. I don't know. And I, so, if we're talking about, like, and sex education in schools, but I learned about sex, like, I was in, like, third grade. I told, I don't know if I, we talked about this before, but I got a book from the library, and it was called Where Do I Come From?
Oh, yeah.
And it was, like, a cartoon, it was illustrated and, like, taught me about conception and, like, what sex was, and, but also put a spin, like, basically said that it felt good and, like, I don't know, you know.
Girl, I was saying, like, I was watching the Naked channel because my parents had all those channels available. Right. Like, the two girls kissing on a rooftop.
Yeah.
I was watching that shit when I was, like, 3 or 4. Like, I
real
had
real sex on HBO.
Real fucking sex on the TV. And I was like, oh, damn, shit, that was kind of fun.
So,
but not only, we weren't super closeted, though. No. So that was nice that we could,
have that experience.
Yeah.
But also being so, like, aware of the fact that, you know, sex probably does feel good, or at least knowing that at that point, like, how boring is it to learn about in that type of setting, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, again, I'm not saying, like, show the kids porn or anything like that, but, like, you have to be able to talk about this in a way that, like, is comfortable and makes them feel like it's a safe space, not like it's your fucking gym teacher and you don't want to ask them about jerking off.
Yeah, exactly. You want to be, like, super comfortable with this person, and feel free, like, you can. I remember he would have these days where he would have us anonymously put, like, questions in, and then he would, like, read them out loud to everyone and answer them, but it was always, like, very, like, funny, and everyone would be laughing, and he would just, like, have the worst, like, responses to everything. Yeah. I'm just like, you guys need to teach people, because regardless, they're going to be having sex, so teach them to be safe, and teach them how to enjoy it, and make sure it's consensual, like...
Right.
It's the very least, I feel like.
Yes. Another thing about sex ed and health class that I hated was the STD, you know, conversation. So it's painted as, like, this terrible, like, everybody's seen the photos, like, the textbook photos of, like, the mangled-looking fucking penises and shit, like, covered with warts or whatever. I'm like, dead. They're literally showing you the worst possible case, like, scenario of somebody having, like, genital warts or herpes or whatever. Like, just showing you the nastiest shit, like, fear-mongering.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's all part of the scare tactic.
Yes,
that they
and,
use.
Like... I'm gonna tell you something, you guys. Like, I mean, I will say Gold Star. Well, not Gold Star. I had HPV, but everybody had HPV. But I haven't had anything like gonorrhea or chlamydia or anything like that, or herpes. But, like, they're really not as bad as they were made out to sound. Like, obviously you want to be safe and you don't want to get them or pass them along to other people.
But they're, like, also so much more common than people even, like, know.
Right. And, like, you're not, like, a leper, you know, if you have herpes. Like,
right.
That's probably the biggest one, I feel like, is genital herpes. Mm-hmm. Gets, like, the biggest stigma, and you're just like, oh, you know, oh, that person has herpes, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, they, what? It,
like, you literally, like, 90% of people have herpes. If you've ever had a canker or a cold sore, like, you have some right. sort of form of herpes. Like, it's just, like, it feels, like, sad that it's so stigmatized, because... And, like, people just shouldn't feel bad about it. Like, it's just not something that you should, like, have to beat yourself up over. Right, and,
like, all of these things are, like, extremely treatable. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Even in this day, you know, HIV. Like, it's not a death wish anymore to contract HIV. Like, it's just not. It's something that you can live with and live a very long life.
Mm-hmm. And I just feel like a lot of people... You know, if they do have something that's more, like, permanent, are scared to, like, don't think that they're ever going to be able to find, like, a sexual partner or something. But you would honestly be surprised that, like, if you find the right person, like, they're not going to give a fuck.
Right.
Like, they're going to know what's good. You can be safe with them or whatever. Absolutely. Or, you know, I'm like, as long as you're, like, getting treatment or getting checked up regularly and making sure, like, you'll be fine.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's a good topic.
Yeah. That always, like, oh, I hated that part. Mm-hmm. I was like, don't make me look at this stuff. Like, that's just.
Right. And then every time I pussy itch, I'm like, do I have an STD? Exactly. I'm on here, like, I swear to God, I got gonorrhea. I've never had an STD. I have had a yeast infection.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I've had, like, a UTI before. But, yeah. Like, yeah, like, when I got my... I've gotten a couple yeasty beasties, and every single time I get up on that web, like, is this going
And, like, honestly, like, women have yeast infections all the time. Our chemical balance down there is mm-hmm. always fucking off. And you know right. what? Dick throws it off.
Right! I'm like, it be y'all motherfuckers! Right!
And we be getting yeasty, and it's not mm-hmm. like that, it's not gross, it's not that bad, you know
just
what I mean?
It's a part of fucking life.
It is. So, like you're not gross if you have yeast infections. Mm-hmm. Like, they're fucking common.
Yeast infections, bacterial infections, UTIs, yes. like, we all fucking get them all the time. Like,
don't like ever feel ashamed about it. Like, bacterial vaginosis. Like, mm-hmm. it is a crazy mm-hmm. system down there. Like, we're all internal.
Yeah.
You know, like, a dude's, like, just out there in the open, you know? Like, right. nothing's gotta go inside there or anything. So, like,
I've seen a video of a dildo going inside a pee hole. So I had to put that image in your head because I'm like, wait.
Oh, I just thought about it stretching.
Oh! Okay. Anyways, I'm so sorry I said that.
Yeah.
Let's keep it in, though.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to get cut.
What were we talking about? I lost my train of thought.
We were talking about penises being out in the open.
Oh, yeah. Not getting and ours is just like an open wound.
But, you know, be washing your junk, though, too. You know.
Don't yeah, just, like, I feel like men don't know how to wash properly. You have to actually, like, lather every part of your body, including your balls, your ass, your feet, your toes. Mm-hmm. Really scrub. Like, really start scrubbing.
Yeah, get in there. I only say that because I like to be in every part of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if I'm down there, I'm up in all parts. You know right. what I mean? Like, so you better be keeping it clean because...
Right. Exactly.
I'm going to be down in there.
Yeah. If it's one thing, I'm going to be down business. In there. I'm going to be... I'm going to eat there. Your ass. So yeah. Keep it clean.
Yeah, keep it clean.
But yeah, what other things can we talk about? Like... As far as,
like, obviously, I wished that they had talked about, like, masturbation more, I mm-hmm. guess, and, like, mm-hmm. how that is a healthy thing, yeah. Or talk about...
They would, but it would only be about, like, boys masturbating.
Right. Or they would talk so about normalized. It in the vein of, like, wet dreams. Like,
yeah.
But they wouldn't actually say that, like, to release, like, a guy has to, like, jerk off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't
yeah.
know that. Or, like, yes. you didn't know that you had to, like, stimulate. To, mm-hmm. I guess that, like, circles back to, like, learning about orgasms and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel like it was so much more normalized that, like, men or, like, boys did it, and, like, girls were always, like, ashamed. All guys knew that they were jerking. Like, they all fucking knew.
Yeah, guys were just fucking jerking it off in every corner, and girls just have periods.
Yeah!
You know, like, that's all we are. We're not allowed to. We're just tampons and pads, and y'all don't give a fuck, and you're just jizzing all over the world.
That's literally what it fucking felt like.
Yeah.
And it was like, I remember because, like, we talked about how we were, like, having orgasms pretty young.
Yeah.
And, like, actually exploring with, like, masturbating and stuff. But there's so many of my friends who were like, what? Like, I don't do that. I'm like, yeah. Oh, well, you're missing out, babes. Like,
right.
I feel like I still have some friends who don't really masturbate like that. I'm just like, oh, y'all need to start masturbating.
I'm gonna just say it right now. I pretty much masturbate daily.
Almost daily for me.
Like, if I miss a day, it's probably, like, I'll be like, oh, wow, I didn't masturbate, and then I'll probably grab my vibrator.
And then, yeah. Yeah,
I'll be like, what time? Oh, I didn't
masturbate. How does that feel, like, living in your parents' house? Because I will say I did not masturbate, like, a whole lot when I lived there, just because, like, we lived in a space where everyone could hear everyone. And so, like, I was like,
I guess it's, like, no different than when I was masturbating when I was a kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, also, like, we live in
with a vibrator.
So we live in a pretty large house. So it's all, like, a bunch of different levels. You know what I mean? So, like, half the time my dad's, like, all the way down in the basement and I'm, like, on the top floor. So, and I just, like, turn my TV on and, like, turn it up.
Yeah.
You know? And then just do my biz. If anything, I'm in there just, like, probably fucking sexting.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. Like, the only awkward times that have happened is I'll be, like, taking photos. Like, not nudes specifically, but, like, I'll try on, like, a lingerie set or something during the daytime when the light's good. And my dad will come upstairs and he'll knock on my door and be like, you want something to eat?
Something weird, pork, like, chop?
I got some potato salad downstairs. You want some? You know, just like the most random fucking thing. And I'll be like, I'm busy right now, Dad.
Don't come in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. So I actually saw a funny meme the other day. Now we're getting off topic. It was from the Bellessa? Is that what
Bellessa
it was?
Bellessa
Co. Yeah.
Yeah.
Their Instagram, and it said, like, yo, do y'all be, like, coming with your dogs in the room?
Oh my god!
Or, like, your animals in the room? And I was like, oh.
Listen, every time.
Caught, dude, I fucking don't give a shit.
I swear to god. Every time I, like, put my vibrator on, and, like, Eddie.
Oh, you, like, come
Eddie doesn't
investigate.
I swear to god, this motherfucker don't want nothing to do with me all day. As soon as I lay down in my bed, ready to fucking fuck myself, here he comes! Here he comes! So interested. I'm like, you're ruining everything for me.
Literally, they come and investigate. And you're like, why are you walking on me right now? Jesus.
Hate it.
But, I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it
is. With what I got right now.
Yeah.
But also, I just be doing it on the sly, you know? Like, and I'm not, like, loud, I guess, you know?
Yeah. Did you ever watch the series Sex Education?
No.
Oh, my.
Everybody, like, back a while ago, I asked everybody on Instagram what I should watch, and, like, 10 people were like, you would love Sex Education.
What are we even doing this episode for if you've never seen it? Oh, my God. It's so good. It's honestly one of my favorite series ever. Like, I'll literally start it with you after this.
Yeah, I've heard really good things.
We're gonna start it after this.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it. It has that Margot Robbie lookalike, right?
Oh, yes. Everyone in it is so, like, it's diverse. They have, like, a lot of representation of different things, like, kinks, like, sexualities, like, all sorts of
stuff. That's another thing, like, I guess the argument of just anything that you're learning in school is people argue that kids are too young to learn about, like, they're like, well, their minds can't handle this thing or whatever, but it's like why don't they talk about porn in sex education? And, like, because we'll have a whole episode on porn. Like, I want to do a whole one.
Yeah.
I probably want to have a guest on for that. I just, like, want to hear a bunch of different experiences involving porn, but also what porn does. And, like, you know, we, you know, grew up with the internet, like, being brand... Well, the internet was brand new for me, but still, like, that was, like, the dawn of, like, free porn and being exposed to all of those things without having to, like, go somewhere and purchase it. And, like, what it did to our fucking little minds. Yeah. Like, I don't want to blame my kinks on porn, because I don't think that's it at all.
Yeah.
But there was a time where, like, I feel like I probably absorbed some things from porn that probably weren't the healthiest. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
especially when it came to me just sleeping with men in general. Like... For the first probably 10 years I was having sex, like, I wasn't having sex for me.
Mm-mm.
I was having sex for the man.
And that's all porn is like, I won't get super deep into it, but...
I was just, like, performing.
Every time, like, I'm, like, seriously, at this point in my life, I can't watch a porn video if I can't, like, seriously tell that the woman's enjoying it. Because for so long, I just watch women fake it so obviously.
Yeah.
And that's what I was like, well, I guess that's what I have to do to, like...
Yes, like...
That's what sex is, I guess.
Right.
Ugh.
I felt really bad because when... My first boyfriend broke up with me, the guy that took my virginity. He, like, broke my fucking heart. So, I'll probably tell that story another day.
Fuck you, if you're listening.
But, at one point, I basically told him that, like, I never came, and it was true. Well, I guess it wasn't true. I think I did when he, like, went down on me a couple times, but, like... Never during sex, I had always, like, faked my orgasms or whatever, and that was, like, purely probably something that I learned from porn.
Oh, absolutely, because all them motherfuckers faking their orgasms, I swear, women in porn probably orgasm, like, I want to see that statistic. I gotta look that stat up, because it's a lot of faking, it's a lot of overdoing it, and it's a lot of, just focusing on the men's pleasure and how the woman looks. Hold on, there's actually something I want to read that I posted on my Instagram a while back.
Well, also, you know how porn probably taught every man what a pussy should look like, and pussies don't look like they do in porn. Like, there are all different shapes and sizes and colors and...
Right.
You know what I mean? Like... It really fucks some shit up.
Yeah, well, and, like, all of the top porn stars are, like, extremely, like, thin women who have probably gotten work
enhanced
done on their
breasts.
Labias.
Yeah, like, exactly. They've had, like, surgeries, like, bleached assholes, like, you know, like,
I'm sorry,
the whole
that's
works.
Not gonna be, and that's never gonna be me.
No.
I'm not gonna bleach my asshole.
No,
I'm sorry.
Never.
But here is this part of this book that I was reading called The Beauty Myth. It says, one trouble with softcore sexual imagery aimed at young men is that women photographed are not actually responding sexually to anything. Young men grow up trained to eroticize images that teach them nothing about female desire.
Yeah.
Nor are young women taught to eroticize female desire. Both men and women then tend to eroticize only the woman's body and the man's desire. That means that women are exaggeratedly sensitive to male desire for their own arousal, and men are exaggeratedly insensitive to female desire for their own.
Jesus fucking
Christ. I was
Christ.
Like, bro. When I read that shit, I said, oh! I remember,
shit like, this, goosebumbs.
Swear to God. That shit had me like, you're right. That's really how I'm like, that's why I like sucking dick so much.
I know.
And I'm like, it's problematic. It's problematic.
I'm in an internal battle with myself right now.
Yeah. That shit was crazy to me. That like really cleared up a lot of stuff for me, but that is how it be. And that's, I mean, we'll get into porn more in depth a different time, but to summarize, growing up and porn affecting, you know, how you view sex is super
important. Speaking of female pleasure, there's a series on Netflix called The Principles of Pleasure, and it's like 6 episodes or something like that, but it kind of solely focuses on the orgasm gap. And I think we have touched briefly on this before, where men have statistically more orgasms from sex than women do.
Mm-hmm.
And when women have sex with other women, they orgasm more. And just, it's basically about, it's a lot about female anatomy and like what we're actually capable of when it comes to orgasming. And it's like, it's kind of crazy because we literally have 3 different types of orgasms.
Like, you can have sex to segment.
Yes. Like, you can have a clitoral orgasm, you can have a internal orgasm, like a vaginal, mm-hmm. or you could have an anal orgasm. And you are sometimes capable of having all 3 at the same time.
Damn, that's powerful. I need to get some butt stuff.
Like, earth shattering. Like, I can come anally, which is like,
I want to try.
I always thought I was backwards. I was like, why is my G-spot in my ass?
G-spot's in the man's ass, too, just so y'all know that.
I was like, that's my energy. I got a prostate.
No. I've just recently discovered that I can orgasm, like, multiple times in a row, like, within, like, the same, like, 30 seconds to a minute.
God.
So, like, I never tried because I kind of was like, oh, I'm, like, sensitive right after it happens.
Right.
So, like, I don't want to keep trying more.
It kind of hurts, but, like, it's good. Yeah.
But then I just started, like, especially when I started, like, getting into toys and stuff like that, just realizing the, like, amount of crazy intense orgasms that I can have, and I can have like 5 in a fucking 30 second span. Like, I feel so powerful knowing that a man will never be able to come 5 times in a row within like a minute.
You don't, that's a superpower, you guys.
That's for the fucking God.
We are fucking superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, orgasm feeling, superheroes.
Mm-hmm. Feeling so good after. Just chilling.
Yeah, literally.
Just like
a fucking
body
puddle.
Like jello.
God damn. I have always been envious and wished that I could squirt. So, like, I don't know. Whenever somebody tells me they can, I'm just like, how? Please teach me. Like,
it's not something that can be taught, babe.
I know.
I'm so sorry.
I'm just like trying to force it out. I'm like, oh, I can't make it happen.
No, I'd be getting them sheets wet.
Like, I mean, I'll get like wet, but
oh,
I
no,
just,
it'll be
I
like puddle. And there's been times where it's like you can press down
I'm
on the
jealous.
Bed, and it's like it'll be like a puddle of just like vaginal fluids, and I'm just like, ah,
you guys, you don't know.
You
will always.
You know, you never know. There might be, like, a certain person that just hits
maybe
in a way that
just, like, gets it out.
Yeah.
I hope.
But all in all, the female orgasm, that could be a whole other...
Yes.
...thing. But, yeah, I wasn't ever taught about that in school. That was very, like, taboo.
Right.
Don't talk about it.
Because why would you have an orgasm?
Why would you have an orgasm as a woman? Just have a child and nothing else.
Cook meals.
Yeah.
That's
meal,
what you do.
Have child.
And you wash the dishes and then you go to bed.
Yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
You don't poop or pee?
Nope.
You are just clean all the time?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to take
mm-hmm.
a shower or anything?
Mm-mm. Nope.
And you just, like, vacuum.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Suck your husband's dick.
And take care of the kids.
Yeah.
He can't.
And get
He's
pregnant
busy.
Again.
Yeah, just keep getting pregnant.
Just keep getting pregnant.
That's all we're here for.
Yeah, exactly.
This is Sex Education 101 with Courtney and Alyssa. Get pregnant.
Get pregnant.
Cook.
And cook.
Clean.
A woman's place
yep.
is in the kitchen.
God damn. Not me. Could never
no.
be me. That's why I was always confused. So I was like, really? Because that's not me.
No.
I
hate
feel like
fucking...
you can cook well.
I do.
I can't cook well at all.
I just, like, kind of learned during the pandemic, though.
Mm.
Or, like, I guess I was getting HelloFresh meals.
Damn.
Hashtag ad. HelloFresh.
Sponsor us, HelloFresh.
This is an ad from HelloFresh. But anyways, yeah, it basically just taught me to make a well-rounded meal. And when I tend to cook things, I just try to make food that's, like, colorful.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like...
Yeah. The more colorful maybe veggie your veggies. Heavy,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And really, my trick is I just roast vegetables in the oven. Like, the hardest part is the prep, and I hate fucking cutting shit up.
Mm-hmm.
But I just put it in the oven. I season the shit out of it, and I put it in the oven. It takes, like, 30 minutes, and they come out, like, so good. Nummy. And, like, kind of crispy, and, like, yeah. I just put it on some rice, and, like, yeah.
Oh, we just had curry earlier, and I can't stop thinking about it. I want more.
If you live local, this is a hashtag ad. You should be eating at Thai Flavors.
I swear to fucking God, if you don't go to Thai Flavors right fucking now, I'll literally beat your
ass.
And
if you don't like Thai Flavors,
I will also
you can just fucking
beat
stop
your ass.
Listening to this podcast right
stop
now.
Stop listening to this podcast.
That's embarrassing.
That's fucking embarrassing. I don't fuck with you if you don't like Thai Flavors. Thai Flavors is a local restaurant owned by people who are from Thailand. It's a husband and wife. The husband is the head chef. The wife does all of the...
She's always in the front, like,
yeah,
waiting on tables.
They have a really cute daughter who's always running around, and it's just a small local business with just real-ass people who are making a living. They're there every fucking day.
The menu is huge. Oh, like, they have so many fucking good things.
Everything is fresh as fuck.
Like, I haven't had a bad dish there yet.
I've never had a bad dish. I've also never reacted badly. Like, I've never, like, been like, oh, shit, I gotta shit my fucking pants after this. Like,
good.
I do with,
yeah,
like,
I guess I haven't either.
All of my favorite Mexican restaurants make me do. And maybe that's just, like, the type of food that we're eating, but, like, that tells me that you're using
quality
ingredients.
Quality ingredients, yeah. You're not, like, oiling up your shit and, like...
Right.
Yes.
Super flavorful Thai Flavors. In
Go
Moline.
Give them business.
Go give them business. And tip hella.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yes. Go see Gift.
Yeah, she's my girl.
Because they treat us like queens.
I swear.
I love them.
Today she gave us free soap from Thailand.
Yeah, they just got back from a trip. And they gave us little soaps.
That was
Mine
so
was
sweet.
Like
I
bananas.
Was like, mi corazón.
My heart. Mm. And Alyssa's looks like a little elephant.
Mm-hmm.
It's adorable.
It's very cute.
All right. Well,
that was
a
good
guess,
combo.
Yeah, that's all we got to say on sex education for right now. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sure there's something that we didn't cover.
Yeah.
Somebody is probably yelling, like, why didn't you talk about this?
I'm sorry, we fucked up.
Yeah.
No,
well,
I'm just kidding. We a little lit, but...
You know what I want to say before we leave is, so we have an email. It's slutslumberparty@gmail.com. And we really want to do an episode on bad dates. And we want you guys listening to just email us your bad dates. They will be anonymous, so you don't have to worry about names or anything like that. We basically just want to tell your stories on the show. We'll go through your emails. We'll pick out some funny ones, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we want to share your bad dates with everyone on the show. And then we will also... include
some of our own. Yeah, of course we have to,
because naturally
we've been on some
bad dates before. So slutslumberparty@gmail.com. you could also message Alyssa and I on Instagram directly if you follow us, or I'm like _Courtney.
Yeah.
And Alyssa is Alyssa...
MF Streets. Motherfucking Streets!
Period! And you can message us, let us know, and we would love to talk about your bad date on one of our future episodes.
Yes.
So, well, I guess it's time for bed.
The slumber party is
it's over.
We going to bed. Not really.
No, we're not going to bed.
I'm like, shit, girl,
I still gotta go out.
I want to go out.
Now that you don't gotta work in the morning.
I know.
Okay, love y'all.
Love you.
Bye.